knows what to do this. Right, if you'd have come here sort of in the sort of 60s and 70s, this brook was in a dire strait, and it had got into a bad state for a whole variety of reasons, but one of the principal ones was they put a sewage works up at Stalham, and there's a river that runs through this broad. It's the only broad of the river that flows through, and I guess they thought that the river would take the waste material out to sea quite quickly. While they did all the normal filtering processes, they left a lot of phosphates in the water that was coming into the broad, things that they were getting from washing powders and things like that. And when it reached the broad, it sort of dissipated and spread out. Now within the broad, you've got lots of different life forms, obviously, and one of them is algae, tiny little microscopic plants. And they thrive on these phosphates that are coming into the water. So they started to grow and reproduce at a huge rate. Now, the consequence of that was that they started to build what they call an algal bloom, or almost like a crust on the water. And that in turn had a knock-on effect of reducing the sunlight. So sunlight couldn't penetrate to the bottom of the broad, and plants that would normally grow in the bottom, like lilies and so on, they weren't able to grow. Now within those lilies you get tiny little creatures called Daphnia, who would normally eat the algae. So these little creatures had nowhere to breed, nowhere to hide, and the next thing up the food chain is fish, so they were eating all the Daphnia. And as a consequence, the algae was able to grow and grow and grow and get out of control. So the whole thing had become rather sort of like a messy, soupy mess. So in 1989, along came the Broads Authority, riding a big white charger. And they had to do something about this problem. Never been done before on this scale, huge lake really for this sort of project. So what they did first of all was negotiate with the Anglian Water Authority, and they got some money from the soap manufacturers to sort out a filtration system that would take out the phosphates. So they stopped that problem at the source. But because they then had the problem that there'd been a build-up of these phosphates and nitrates too from the farmers' fields over many, many years, and they all laid in the bottom of this broad. So the next thing they did was to actually physically pump out about 0.5 metre of silt off the bottom of this broad and remove it into some lagoons that they dug in some fields beyond these trees. And they therefore reduced the bottom here by about 0.5 metre. They took out about 1/3 of 1 million cubic metres of silt. And they think within that they might have took out something in the region of about 50 tonnes of phosphates.
Okay.
So a huge project, took 5 years to do, cost about £3 million or thereabouts. But that still didn't restore the balance. So they'd cleaned up the water coming in, they'd cleaned up the bottom of the broad. So the next thing they did is they put in these barriers, these fish barriers. Now, the yellow markers are just to keep boats away, but beyond that is you've got these green floats. You've got a section over there, one over on our left over here, and there were originally five. And what they are, they support a net, a very fine mesh, that goes right down into the silt at the bottom of the broad. And the other side of that, they take out as many fish as they can, and they do that electronically by putting a current through the water so the fish come up to the top, scoot them out, and put them in here. And the reason for doing that is to give these tiny little Daphnia a chance to try and recover. Because they're the, if you like, the key to the whole thing.
So we across the hall in front of us, just head out the
north. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes,
where? 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 Where?
Just down.
Just down. Down. Otter. Otter.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll go down.
Come up again.
There he is.
He's
sitting on the buoy there.
Did you get a motor, Mike?
I've got it. His head in the water, not on the float.
There he is again. There he is.
He's swimming.
He's moving.
No, it's too big, Kingfisher.
It's too
waiters. And turn on the next one.
If you have a walk along our boardwalk from the Barsley car park where you're parked, there's the viewpoint.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Come out. You
have the lovely view of the board. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that where we came the other
day? Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, Mike, you got that. Come on, focus. Yes.
That's the mutes one. So called because they don't make much of a noise. They make little shuttle noises, but not as a call. So the noise you're hearing as they're flying is a noise.
Lovely.
Yes.
Does anybody want some little
blankets or anything? No. No. Not too desperate. Thank you,
sir. You've got one of these at home? Shaving brush.
Well, you could use a shaver. It's a toilet brush, actually, but what you use is entirely up to you. It's a toilet brush. Why am I showing you a toilet brush?
No idea.
I was over by that green platform. There was lots of little posts sticking up in the water. They were put these on, and they put 14,000 of these under the water over there to provide a habitat for these Daphnia.
Oh, no.
Because until the plants actually re-established themselves, they had the Daphnia had nowhere to hide. So someone came up with the idea of putting these under the water and giving them
and it worked.
A habitat. Well, they've taken them out now, so hey, can you have it full up, or do they just take them out because they didn't work?
No, I think they're still in there.
I don't know if you could store them there.
I think the idea was
they
would act like an
artificial
plant.
It's
a cormorant.
You're trying to find a market for them,
aren't
you?
Yeah.
Well,
just, you know, so every time
you go to the toilet.
Yes, true.
It's turned around. There is a reed warbler singing over there. It's quite faint. Pick some more up there. Well, how I learned it eventually was that a reed is rhythmical. So it'll have lots of different chords, but there'll be a sort of rhythm to it. It was a sedge. It's scatting. This one here.
Quite like that.
Where?
On the barrier.
Oh, see. Yeah. Fine.
This barrier here hasn't worked so well as some of the others. Sometimes it's very difficult to get a complete seal, which allows water to be, but not with the fish. And a little hole or gap to make it get in.
That's
I think there might be another otter just beyond the 4 mile. I just saw the back of it, so I thought it looked like a helmet.